Empress Stephanie here from KinkyPhoneSexCalls.com. Did you read Miss Emma Jane's post in which she reminded you to speak up and communicate? Just in case you didn't, because you surely can't keep up with all of us, I want to say it again. No matter how you identify yourself, submissive, bi-curious, feminine, femme-curious, no matter what, before a session begins, there needs to be some communication between you and your mistress. When you call in to our service, or even if you use the click-to-call feature, you generally already know we are all dominant women. You know you're going to be expected to follow directions. I certainly hope you know that while many of us are intuitive, we are not mind readers. If you tell the mistress you have selected, "Mistress, I'll do anything for you," you may need to be prepared to find something to shove up your ass to replicate the feeling of the strap-on she wants to use. Now, wouldn't that be unfortunate if you're just looking for a slow, sensual, guided masturbation call? Or what about being told to go into your wife's lingerie drawer so you can put on her prettiest pink panties when all you really want is some tease and denial? Starting to understand? Now, I understand that you want to spend as much time as possible immersed in your submission to your goddess. But you must understand that a true dom-sub relationship doesn't begin until the two parties have come to an agreement on what we hope to explore during the session. That's one of the reasons the ladies here at LDW often have a questionnaire on their blog, so we can understand your fantasy before you call. We also are all generally reachable by email at ourfirstname@enchantrixempire.com. For example, Stephanie@enchantrixempire.com. Please take the time to communicate with us. Just remember to mind your manners. Rude, unruly subs may get exactly what they deserve. Talk to you soon.